Whether you have a well-worn green thumb or making your first foray into home gardening, rest assured there is an app for that. New York Times Smart App columnist Kit Eaton confesses that he is not an experienced gardener, but dug into the wide variety of garden-related apps on the market and joins us with some winners. Kit, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So there are a dizzying number of gardening apps out there. Where did you begin?
I actually used a few gardening apps myself for a short while, so I've got a little bit of expertise in the ones that I know about, but it's pretty easy to find them. Gardening seems to be quite a popular app topic.
Right. There's plotting, there's plant care. How do you even know what to plant and when? Is there something that can tell you that?
There's definitely a long list of apps that can help you with that. One I particularly like is Garden Pro, which is an app that can help you plan your garden. And once you've worked out what you're going to plant where, it'll help you advise what you're doing when you're growing the plants as well. So that's a particular favorite of mine. That's an iOS app.
And it's not free, I guess, this one.
It's not free. That one's $4. But it is particularly comprehensive. It'll even tell you sort of the type of soil you need and basic care instructions for each particular type of plant.
Let me ask you, a lot of these apps do seem to cover similar ground. So what makes one better than the other?
That's always a difficult question when you come to the app stores nowadays, because there's so many thousands of apps. Some of the gardening apps that I've tried out tend to have a little bit more comprehensive gardening expertise contained in them, but perhaps they don't have such a great interface. So you might find yourself stuck in the garden wondering what on earth a particular bug crawling on your plant is. And although the app you're using is great in terms of detail, it's not particularly helpful in helping you identify the bug. My experience is that I've downloaded a lot of different ones, particularly free tryout editions on Android, and I see which ones I like the best and see which ones help in the best situations.
You write about one called Garden Tracker. What makes that a great app?
If you've got an idea about how you'd like to work out what you're going to plant in your garden already, but aren't quite sure how to proceed, the Garden Tracker can help you lay it out in your mind. You can decide which crop to go where, which flower to go where, in a kind of unified square grid, which simplifies your garden. Then it creates a kind of mental map of your garden. And once you're actually growing the plants in each little square, it'll even let you keep track of what you're doing. And you can add entry details like photos you've taken of your plants growing.
So it sort of personalizes it.
It personalizes the experience. That's actually one of my favorites because I don't have much of a garden here, but I do like watching my fruit trees grow.
And you're in Portugal, have I got that right?
That's right.
That sounds like a fantastic place to be gardening.
It's particularly sunny, so all my citrus trees do fabulously well. Yes.
And do all of the apps have options for other places and other geographies?
That tends to be the case, yes. Some apps are very US-centric. I mean, that's often the case with a lot of apps, particularly Android apps, I find. But as you know, plants are universal and people import plants from all over the shop. So yes, usually you end up with data on plants that are local to you as well.
You've tried a few of these. What's your best recommendation for a beginning gardener? Doesn't really know what's going on.
If you've got an Android device, which is pretty common, I guess, nowadays, you might like Beginner's Gardening Guide. Now, this is a more text-based app than some of the graphical or search-based apps that are out there for gardening. And it's my favorite. It's absolutely crammed with different information about soil, how to make compost, how to design your garden and grow vegetables or flowers. It's actually pretty good.
If you could have just one gardening app, what would you recommend?
Well, my particular favorite, actually, is Garden Bugs. It's a $1 iOS app and Android app. And I have lots of fun with it with my kids because we nip out into the garden and try and identify what creepy crawlies we find growing on my plants, which is both fun and educational, I guess.
Does price have anything to do with quality when it comes to apps?
Again, that's a great question. And yes and no. It's a bit of a shooting match, really. You can't really tell. It's always worth trying out lots of different apps and finding out which ones you like. Some of them tend to be more expensive, maybe if they're associated with a brand. Some of them are free, but then you might have to put up with ads. So it's definitely worth trying out different ones. Give it a whirl.
Kit Eaton, writer and the Smart App columnist for the New York Times, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You can read his complete review of gardening apps at wordofmouthradio.org.